The Synod of African Bishops concluded its 16th General Session today. During the session, there was also a vote for the election of the Council and a discussion on the initial draft of the Synod Declaration. One of those attending the Synod is Bishop Giorgio Bertine, who is the Apostolic Administrator of Mogadishu, Somalia. He spoke with Susie Hodges about the issue of governance in Somalia.
It has been, in a particular way, the intervention of Cardinal Napier, who is a confrere of mine. I'm a Franciscan, as he is a Franciscan, when he spoke about the silent coup d'etat. And by that, he referred to what was happening in many African countries. You have presidents, but then who transform the country into a kind of one-party system, or even they speak about democracy sometimes. But then practically everybody who has different ideas, ideas different from him or from his party, well, they are considered as enemy of the country. So that's why he has been speaking about this silent coup d'etat.
In fact, I gather that several of the interventions have focused on what we could call this issue of bad governance. You are the Apostolic Administrator of the Diocese of Mogadishu, said to be the most dangerous capital in the world, and Somalia is often described as a failed state. Do you agree that bad governance is at the root of Somalia's problems, or are there many other issues?
Yes, I agree that the immediate causes for this failed state has been bad governance, particularly during the last, I would say, 10 years of the governance of President Mohamed Siad Barre, who was described as a dictator. But of course, I always say that the root causes of what is happening in Somalia is also cultural. That is, in Somalia, clans, certain traditions, I mean, the so-called tradition of democracy is something totally new for them.